The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Nobody listening wants to hear about their mother's sexy time life. Let's discuss.
Ew.
Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. So let me tell you why I'm even bringing this up. We're visiting my mother right now. She's been sick. Thank goodness she's doing very well. And Automatic decided to tell my mother that when a man and a woman have sexy time, the man's DNA imprints physically on her brain.
I read it somewhere. I can't even remember where I read
it. Your sister's psychologist, she shared it. It's a Stanford study. I can share it with you if you want to know. Add Dana Cortez on Instagram if you want the study. So then my mom proceeds to say, oh, well, then I have plenty. And go, I'm like, and talk about her sexy time past and all these things.
I'm uncomfortable even thinking about it.
You're uncomfortable.
Can you imagine how uncomfortable I was when she was telling me it?
It's my mother.
It's right up there with my mom talking about sex.
Now, I understand how I got here. Mama got busy. Grandmama got busy. Everybody, especially grandmas, they got like 10, 12 kids. You know what I'm saying? They were really getting busy.
Real busy.
That all being said, I don't want to hear about it. I like to think of my mother as La Virgen de Guadalupe. Never been touched.
We both know she isn't now.
Obviously not. I'm like, Mom, don't tell me that. And your mother's a single woman now, DJ Automatic. And I've told you she needs someone in her life. And you're like, I don't want to talk about that, Dana.
Don't put it on me. I don't want to talk about this. This has nothing to do with my mom. My mom's already tortured me enough with all her stories of before she married my father and the men that she used to love and her crushes and all this weirdness. And I always tell her, Mom, I'm your son, your oldest son. I don't want to hear any of this.
But you do want your mother to be happy now, right? I mean, she's single.
I don't know. That's debatable. Because her being happy is going to make me unhappy. So I don't know.
And every mama listening is like, I understand it. But at the same time, later on, Automatic, you're my husband. You're going to imprint on me.
We shouldn't even say sexy time anymore. Say it's just imprint. Yes.
877-730-DCS1. Call or text right now. National Day DJ Automatic.
Today we're celebrating the Air Force's birthday. Salute to y'all.
USA. USA.
Today's also National HIV and AIDS Awareness Aging Day.
It is also very important to educate. Used to in school, you learned about sexually transmitted diseases. You learned about condoms. Safety, safety, safety. Wear a condom.
Do it.
Back to the imprint thing. I'm just telling you. And last, we got National Cheeseburger Day.
Okay, I'm glad you saved the best for last.
So I told you guys which cheeseburgers were the worst for your health. And it was the Whataburger cheeseburger and the Five Guys cheeseburger. But I'm going to say right now, worst for your health, best tasting at Whataburger.
The double meat, cheese with bacon and green chili jalapeno. So good. I had no idea that the cheeseburger was actually invented by a 16-year-old in 1924 at his dad's sandwich shop in Pasadena, California.
We didn't have cheeseburgers until 1924?
I know! Right here in the good old USA. All right, it is Hispanic Heritage Month. I want to play this excerpt from John Leguizamo. Check it out.
John Hopkins University did a study and found that 87% of our Latino contributions to the making of the U.S. are not in history textbooks. It's important to know. We want to know about what everybody contributed to. It helps you understand how this country was built, how it was made, because if you don't have the real facts, then you're reading a fiction, you're reading a fairy tale.
Can you imagine 87% of our history is left out of history books? He's got a special coming out September 27th on PBS. I'll be watching. I hope you will as well.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Diddy in jail. He offered $50 million to be released. So is he out of jail? Let's discuss. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have from Umbrella Academy, Aidan Gallagher celebrating his birthday, and Jada Pinkett Smith celebrating a birthday as well.
Okay, as we reported yesterday, Diddy has been indicted for several different reasons. Sex trafficking by force, racketeering, and coercion into prostitution. Now, here's just some of the things that they found in his house. I'm going to let you hear from law enforcement right now.
In March of this year, special agents from HSI executed search warrants at Combs' residences in Miami and Los Angeles. During those searches, agents seized evidence of the crimes charged in this indictment. Firearms and ammunition, including three defaced AR-15s and a large capacity drum magazine. They also seized evidence of the freak-offs, electronic devices that contain images and videos of the freak-offs with multiple victims. And they seized cases of the kinds of personal lubricant and baby oil that Combs' staff allegedly used to stock hotel rooms for the freak-offs. More than 1,000 bottles altogether.
Oh my gosh. The
nobody needs that much lube.
Nope.
That's the part that I took away from this is why would you have that
much
lube?
Well, we know why. Automatic. We're talking about people that were drugged and forced into doing things that they had no knowledge of. And then they were woken up by an IV. Think about this. Okay. The man's got IVs in his home to revive people from their drugged out state of mind. Then he shows them the video and says, if you don't continue doing this, I'm going to show the world this. And so they unwillingly comply through blackmail. And it's gone on for decades and decades. Also, I want you to notice something. Everybody's making jokes about the baby oil and the lube, and I get it because it's a dark situation. So you're trying to make some kind of light out of it. You're trying to find some humor. Think about the firearms, the machine guns and things found in there that had no serial numbers or anything. That's what I'm talking about here.
The fact that Diddy put up $50 million and said he would be on an ankle bracelet and turned over his private jet and they said, you still need to go to jail. That tells me that whatever they have on him is ironclad and that man is probably never going to get out of prison.
Also, all the people around him that have allowed him to behave like this, that's most disappointing. I really feel like if you know something is happening and you don't speak up.
But you could also not speak up out of fear. Think about the things that he's doing.
There's 1,000 bottles of lube and a gun. What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to tell. I've always been taught you if something like this is happening to people, you're assisting him. No, you guys are wrong. Automatic Anthony, I'm going to tell you right now, it's the fame. It's people that want to be famous. They want to be rich and they're willing to allow these men. And yes, I'm saying it. The Harvey Weinsteins, the R. Kellys, the SPMs, all these men to do terrible things because they want the fame and they want the power and they want the money. And finally, you've got a few. And I'm going to say it. You've got the J. Coles who punched him in the mouth last year. We talked about this. We didn't exactly know what happened. There's a few people, and I'm going to say it, that have stood up to him and they were afraid. Drake got slapped in the mouth, but they still did it. And finally, you've got some people on Cassie strong enough, a woman to finally come out and speak up against this man. She's the reason everybody else has found the strength to say, no, you're not doing it anymore. So to anybody who's suffering, you can get away. You can get out. And to Diddy, I really hope you get what you deserve.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's time to play Who's Lying here on the Dana Cortez Show. Trina, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's do it. Let's play Who's Lying, Trina. Yeah. Let's go. Miss Trina. It's the song for me. That's what really gets me every single time. So why are we playing Who's Lying? Because we're the baby morning show. We want to be everybody's number one morning show. So we got to go around the room, tell you a little bit about ourselves. Catches, someone is telling a lie. If you guess correctly who it is, you are going to get hooked up with some DCS merch. My name is Dana Cortez, Trina. I was an only child growing up. I was raised by my Nana, my Theo Frankie. That made me very greedy. Ooh. And I don't like sharing. I'm a giving person, but I don't like sharing. Even with my husband here, DJ Automatic, I hide my Oreos from everybody in the house. I can't help it.
I, too, was an only child, DJ Automatic here. That's why Dan and I get along. Oh. You know, that's probably why we got married, because we're both used to being alone and knowing when it's time to just go away from each other.
Yo, what up, Anthony A? And I am actually a middle child. I have an older brother and an older sister and a younger brother. We're all 5 years apart. So shout out to my siblings. I appreciate y'all.
All right, Trina, if you can guess who's lying, you get that DCS merch. Who's lying?
Anthony A.
Damn.
Trina, no!
It was actually me that was lying. I'm one of four and also one of 36 grandchildren.
Yo, and I am.
So I'm far from an only child. I learned how to be by myself because I had to.
Man, I couldn't hear you clearly.
I gotta ask you, did you grow up with brothers or sisters?
Yes, I'm the oldest of three.
Okay, did you like sharing when you were little?
I had to share.
And that's why I'm greedy. I'm an only child.
Now, though, I share with everybody.
Aww.
Was it all brothers and sisters or like all sisters? What was it?
Just two brothers.
You probably had to eat fast because I know for sure my sister-in-law says I had to eat quicker. I didn't get any food with the boys in the house.
Oh, yeah. Well, we used to steal the little prizes out of the cereal box, so we would compete for the prizes and the cereal boxes and things like that.
I know all about that, actually.
I know automatically. I know what you did with your siblings. Trina, thank you so much for making us your new number one morning show. I love you.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye.
You too.
If you want to play Who's Lying, call us up. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A mother who listens to us every day needs our help. This is Hottest Hashtags. There's nothing more important than your children. It's the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. I want to introduce Lupita Gutierrez. She contacted us because her son, Rolando, is dying. And without a match, he won't make it. I don't want to mince words because as a mother, I know that I would do anything for my child. So Lupita, welcome. I know this is very difficult, but can you explain to everyone that's listening about Rolando's illness and what he has to endure in order to live?
His bone marrow is failing. It's not making the blood cells that he needs to make to be able to survive. He's going through transfusions right now. So he's already had about 6 blood transfusions and they only last about 2 to 3 weeks. His body's not producing that cell that it's supposed to. And he has a rare syndrome that it causes that. So there's bone marrow failure.
Lupita, so what you're saying is without a bone marrow transplant, he's not going to survive. Rolando won't survive. And you need a match from anyone, anywhere who's listening to save his life. Now, what I'd like you to do next is explain the process because some people think it's painful, but it's not like that anymore.
90% of the time, it's only blood cells. Stem cells, what they do is they draw blood and they filter that out and then they transfuse them into the patient. 10% of the time, it'll be a marrow. So under general anesthesia, you have the marrow taken out of your hip, your back. It's nothing that you see on TV or movies. You wake up, you feel a little sore for a few days, but you're back to work. The foundation pays for everything, time off. They pay for everything, procedures, everything, and plus one. So somebody can come along, right?
Okay, so you heard Lupita. They pay for everything. Your work is covered. They're going to pay you for your time. And your partner, whoever, your mom, your dad, whoever can come with you. This is something that everyone should do right now. Now, how can we help and find out if we're a match for Rolando?
There's a number you can text, 61474. You just text swab for Rolando.
And we get information on next steps, correct?
That's correct.
So as a mother, Lupita, I can only imagine what you're going through. I just want you to know that my heart aches for you. Anyone with a child knows that this is a parent's worst nightmare.
You know, Dana, we had a 10 out of 10 match. And they pulled out.
Oh my gosh, Lupita, I'm so sorry.
They pulled out of the registry when they got contacted. It's like, that would have saved not only Rolando's life, but he has a younger brother that has the same syndrome and will most likely be going through the same thing. You know, God willing, he doesn't. But it would have saved both of them, you know? And it's hard. It's hard. He's got his whole life ahead of him.
I'm sure that was just shocking. And, you know, as a mom, as anyone who's listening, if you're raising a child, you know, I talk about my Nana raising me a lot. We would do anything for our children. You're trying to save your son.
Financially, it's going to be hard. It's just there's different things, but I'm willing to go above and beyond to make sure that he gets the care that he needs. He's gonna pull through this one, and I know it. I have a lot of faith in God. He's going to pull through it.
Lupita, I just want you to know that the people who are listening are going to help you. We're a big family here. Trust me, someone will match, and I know you're not giving up, and you're going to do whatever it takes, reaching out to whoever, spending whatever. You know, no one ever talks about the financial burden of medical bills, and you shouldn't have to worry about that. No parent should when their child is suffering, but it's a real thing.
I don't care what it is I have to do. I mean, I just got to save his life. You know, without him, there's nothing. You can't survive without one of your kids. I feel that. It would devastate us to lose one of ours. And I know that parents out there would feel the same way.
Lupita, we're going to do everything. I'm going to do everything in my power to help you and Rolando. I want you to save your son. People listening want to help. And I'll be in touch, okay? So I'll be texting you, not to bother you, but just to check in on Rolando.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Everyone who's listening, please text SWAB for Rolando to 61474. SWAB, SWAB, 4 FOR, Rolando, RoLando, to 61474. If you're driving, you're in a hurry, and you missed it, at Dana Cortez on Instagram, send me a DM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Crazy Crimes of Passion. This is a true crime story in under 5 minutes. Today, I'm going to tell you about Juana Barraza, who lived in Mexico City. She was a wrestler.
She was for real.
She was also a nurse. Now, when she was little, she did have a lot of trauma happen to her. Her mother gave her away when she was only 12. Before that, she experienced other forms of abuse by her mother. Her mom gave her to this man.
Oh.
Who she claims abused her entire life until she was able to leave as an adult. Now, she went on to become a pretty successful wrestler and, like I said, a nurse. But beginning in 2003, Juana Barraza started to gain entry into the homes of elderly women by pretending to help carry in groceries or claiming to be sent by the government for medical help.
So she was using her nursing job to gain access to these homes.
Yes, and the women trusted her.
Because of course, she's a nurse,
kind and nice, and she's a woman. Most of us women trust other women, especially when it comes to serial killers. You do not often hear about females committing these kind of violent crimes. Once Juana Barraza gained entry, she would pick a weapon, like a set of their pantyhose, stockings, a telephone cord, or even her own stethoscope.
Damn.
And she would strangle them.
Now, my pantyhose.
Yes, and this went on for years and years because police never in their wildest dreams thought it would be a woman. So they were looking for a man. One of the women who was killed, when Juana was leaving her home, there was an eyewitness who gave a description. The description said a male body type dressed in women's clothing.
Oh.
So then Mexico City cops started picking up transvestite prostitutes and interrogating them and sometimes beating them. And a lot of people were upset about the profiling that was going on. They were like, we're not doing anything. It was just them not understanding it was a woman. The last murder took place in 2005. The victim's neighbor saw Juana, like looked at her eye to eye, called police immediately, and she was arrested within a 3-block radius.
Ugh.
And she admitted to killing that woman, and then police put it together that she'd killed 20 people. And that's how Juana Barraza got her name as a serial killer, La Mata Viejitas, which again is the old lady killer.
Dang. Why do you think she got away with it that long?
Because she was a woman, and all of the eyewitnesses that would say they thought it was a woman, the cops just didn't want to believe it.
What do you think would make a woman go down this path?
She admitted to police that each of these elderly women reminded her of her mother, who had abused her entire life.
Oh, and gave her
given
away.
Her to that man. And so she felt satisfaction every time she murdered these women because she felt like she was hurting her own mother.
Ugh, that is some deep-seated issues.
Horrible. Juana Barraza was sentenced to 759 years in prison and remains there today.
Rightfully so.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I finally found a medical reason why women love true crime stories. You know how we do crazy crimes of passion here?
Yeah.
Well, the reason we're talking about this, Automatic and I...
You should not have opened up with that.
Anyway... Anthony, Automatic and I went to an event, and I'm not going to name the organization, but there were young girls and women there. And everyone there, young, old, black, white, Latina, whatever, said, we love true crime stories. We love crazy crimes of passion. We fall asleep.
Yeah, that was the part that I thought was weird, is that they were 10-year-old girls that were like, I fall asleep to true crime every night. That's what I listen to.
Why is it weird, Automatic? Why?
But my mom wouldn't let me watch South Park. That is wild.
Oh, but... Because South Park isn't real. This is real. Why are you scared of reality?
Exactly. It is real. And that's what makes it scary. I don't understand. There's a difference. I like true crime, but women are infatuated.
Women and gay homies. My friend Chase says he loves it too, but he says that's like his infatuation of being choked. So I don't know. That's between him and them.
What?
Okay. Too much. But
I guess we do. Me and Chase talk about a lot of things.
Yeah. If that's what he likes, that's on him. That's on Chase. But the reason that women are into true crime stories, according to psychologist.com, is that women display a high degree of empathy. And when we watch true crime, we empathize immediately with the victims. We empathize immediately with the loved ones, and we want justice. And so that ending says
so much, though. Because
that ending gives us that climax that we want.
That what you just said makes so much sense, because the 10-year-old girl who says she wants to be
a forensic pathologist
because she listens to true crime.
What did she say? I want to help these families.
I want to help all these families that have been affected by these murders.
Yes. I want to solve and bring
some type
of relief to the families. Exactly.
But the fact that her mom lets her listen to that before going to bed could turn her into something else.
Okay, that leads me to ask this question then. Automatic, let's ask people listening. Do you let your kids, moms and dads, do you let your children listen to our crazy crimes of passion true crime stories or watch true crime stories on TV? 877-730-DCS1, and we'll talk about this on the Parents Court another day. All right, you listen to this on the podcast, please. Now back with more on the radio. Turn it up.
Brought to you by Bank of America.